You are listening to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome back to this week's episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. I'm so excited for this episode because I'm a girl that lives for the weekend, and I'm going to be talking about all there is to do on a Friday night. And I have a great guest to help me. Dee Dee Corey is here to talk about Friday events. Dee Dee, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you're in charge of the Third Friday Downtown Decatur. Now, later on, we'll talk more about that event. But for now, can you explain how you got into this position?
Oh, gosh. So really got into it, not planning to be in it. It was kind of something that pretty much got thrown in my lap. I think I opened my mouth too much and gave too many of my ideas, and they were like, here, you do this. but it has actually turned out to be really fun, and it's I find myself, like you, Malia, looking forward to the weekend, looking forward to the, especially Third Fridays, trying to get all the fun new things going on.
Yeah. Well, they picked a perfect person to do this, and you're doing a great job. So
thank you.
We have a number of other really exciting things to do on Fridays, but before we get going, we asked our Facebook followers what question they wanted us to answer today. And the question this week is, what downtowns host Friday events? Well, we're about to jump right in and tell you. So hang on. In North Alabama, we have a lot of events that happen almost every Friday of the month. And one of the first Friday events happens in downtown Gadsden. And Broad Street is where the fun happens. Most of the local shops are open late for shopping, and the restaurants are open for dining, and there's food trucks too. This first Friday is always a fantastic event to hear live music and lots of vintage cars. So you can see a lot of cool rides there. And First Friday Gadsden goes on from May through October each year. Now, there's another First Friday in downtown Florence, and the main difference between Florence's First Friday is that it has more artists and live musicians that line the streets in sidewalk exhibits and performances. And, of course, they've got restaurants, and their shops are open later than usual, so it's a lot of fun there. Now, Dee Dee, you're a small business owner in downtown Decatur, Miss Muldrews, if you're in Decatur, want to drop by. tell us what these Friday events mean for a downtown area.
Oh, gosh. Well, a lot of people think that it's just all this, these fun activities going on, and it is, but it is so much extra revenue generated for our businesses downtown. It's foot traffic. It's getting them down there, getting them into your store, and creating that a reoccurring shopper coming down and not only coming on that Third Friday or First Friday, it's trying to make them have that habit of coming back downtown again.
Yeah. So those repeat customers, and maybe come back on a Saturday when they've got some more time to do some shopping. So yeah, that's really cool. That's good that it benefits like the whole area there. So we've talked about some First Friday events. How about a Second Friday in North Alabama? Downtown Boaz has some car shows that are a great option. You can find vintage and new cars, and of course, food and music. And there's Second Fridays in Coleman also. Now, Dee Dee, you got some ideas from Coleman when you took over managing Third Friday downtown Decatur. What are some of the things about Second Fridays in Coleman that you wanted to emulate in Decatur?
Coleman actually has a great Second Friday. Coleman is not very far from Decatur, of course, and we looked to see what everybody around us that did similar events, what they were doing and how they had their setup. One thing that we really noticed from Coleman was that they put a map out every month showing where everything was going to be located, and it stays there in the same spots every single month. That was a big thing for us. Also, the way that they do their sponsorships, but also some of the different activities that they have, they bring in. They have a pet contest every month. It's really neat. And the mechanical bull. We can't forget the mechanical bull.
Yes.
And we brought that to Decatur. It's, you know, Coleman's is really neat how it has grown. Their Parks and Rec actually put theirs on. And whereas ours is put on by our Merchants Association, but Parks and Rec for them puts it on, and they actually have beer tents up and down the street. They've expanded it to make it go further down their downtown to where they're getting more to have more of these small businesses that are involved, because they were like, hey, this is we're missing out on something good here, and we want to be open as well and have things going on in front of our stores.
Yeah, that is so cool. And I know there's a brewery in Coleman, like there is here in Decatur. There's Goat Island Brewery in Coleman, so I'm quite sure that they sponsor those beer tents. Yeah. Yeah. And Coleman also does like a farmer's market too, and that was one thing that you wanted to implement with the Decatur Third Friday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Coleman, their farmer's market is at the very end of the warehouse district. And so it just works perfectly. It's on the same street. But for Decatur, our farmer's market is just one block off of Second Avenue. So we are actually going to bring in our farmer's market down to where our vendor booths are. So we have a lot of people that have lived here in their entire lives and have never been to the farmer's market. And this is a good way to get them exposure and see what they're missing on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, that is so cool. And maybe even for some of those people who don't like to get up really early on Saturday mornings. I'm looking at myself here.
I don't like Saturday mornings either. I'm not a good early morning Saturday. An early Saturday morning person.
Yes. Yeah. So that'll be good. So at least one Friday night a month, I can go to the farmer's market early. So that's perfect.
They actually are doing, our farmer's market is doing late nights on Tuesday nights. So plug for that.
Oh.
Yep. So that way people that do work that you're able to go. But that, again, that's kind of the whole thing with trying to get them down here for during Third Friday as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. I did not know that. Now I know that. Okay. Well, we've talked about First Friday, Second Friday, and now here we are with Third Friday, downtown Decatur. And I think I know the perfect person to talk about that. So Dee Dee, tell us what we can expect at this event.
Oh gosh. So on a normal Third Friday, as we have completely changed it up this year, it's totally different. Before, it was just the classic cars down the street. And then there were a couple of lots where there was some kids activities and stuff. And then there was always little live musicians sprinkled around Second Avenue. But now we have a full blown map. And we have a stage. We brought the stage back that is sponsored by the city of Decatur. And we have either live music, or this month we're actually going to have, well, so April, we actually started out with Buddy Jewel, who is an award-winning artist from Nashville. He was fantastic. But this month we're going to be having our Decatur Youth Symphony that's going to be down there. Our theme is make some noise. So they are going to have a bunch of the kids down there playing the drums and the bongos. And they're going to play for probably, I think they said they're going to play for about a little over an hour and a half. And it's kind of a community stage is basically what it's going to make that. And then they are also going to have, we have Food Truck Alley. We have, we have a kid zone with face painting and balloon animal artists and the inflatables. And then we have our mechanical bull, and we have our car show still as well. So it's a lot. Our vendor alley with our farmer's market is going to be there.
That sounds like a ton of fun. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's every third Friday through October, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
From 5:30 to 9.
Okay. 5:30 to 9. Awesome. Yeah. I always look forward to these. These are so much fun. You get out, you get to see people that you haven't seen in a while. And so it just, and I know it's that way with all of the Friday events in all the downtowns that, you know, you get to get out and mix and mingle. So it's a lot of fun. Now there's another event called Fridays After Five in downtown Athens. And this is basically a fourth Friday event. They just call it Fridays After Five. It's very catchy. And this event is around the square in downtown Athens. And of course, their shops stay open later till about 8 p.m. They have specials and sidewalk sales, and their restaurants, you know, have food and drink specials. And Athens also is an arts and entertainment district, the square is. So that means that you can enjoy your beverages from your restaurants that you purchase while you stroll around the district, enjoying the music. Now, downtown Decatur is also an arts and entertainment district too, right, Dee Dee?
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Okay, cool. So you can get a drink, and you have to have a specific cup though, right?
We actually have a third Friday cup that you, whenever you purchase a whatever, if you want a cocktail or a beer, either one has our logo on there, and whoever's sponsoring it is a special cup for it.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Now, there's some other events that happen on Fridays throughout the month. One of those is Food Truck Friday on Bank Street in Decatur, which happens the first Friday of the month. And I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. There's a lot of food trucks that line up almost in front of the Old State Bank on Bank Street. And there's usually a lot of really good food trucks to choose from. And there's picnic tables, or you can take a picnic blanket. So those are fun, huh?
We love Food Truck Friday. Yes. It's always something. We say it's the way that we're going to taste what we're going to eat for Third Friday, because one of our food trucks that come on Food Truck Friday are the ones that come on Third Friday night. So yep. I try to eat something different than I normally do.
Yeah, that's a good way to test them all out too. So what's your favorite food truck?
Oh,
it's a hard question, huh?
You know, I love FED's is fairly new.
Yeah.
It has like the catfish and hush puppies and stuff like that. But I had her fried chicken, and it was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Bricks and Embers. You can't go wrong with Bricks and Embers.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so good. Happy Pappy.
Oh. Yep.
I mean,
yes.
You can't go wrong with the beignets.
No. I went to Happy Pappy 3 different times over the last year or so, and every time I went, they were sold out. So the last time they were at Third Friday, I just skipped dinner, and I just went to Happy Pappy and got beignets, and that's what I had for dinner. That was my dinner, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Eat dessert. Dessert before you have the dinner. I totally agree with you.
That's right.
We had 6 food trucks at Third Friday this last month, and this time we're going to have between 8 and 10.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So, and I try to use, so we're actually the Merchants Association's over Food Truck Friday also. So I try to use that as, let me see what's really good.
Yes.
Use what we have at Food Truck Friday, and then those people might be back for a Third Friday. So it's a little Food Truck Friday.
Oh, yes. Yep. I love food trucks. Whoever thought of that idea is a genius. I mean, what a cool concept, just to have food trucks that just line up and you can go grab your friends on a Friday afternoon on a, you know, whatever, and just take your pick. And no one has to decide where we're going to eat. You can all make your own decision.
Now they just need to put a margarita machine on one.
At Third Friday, not during lunch though, because, you know, we got to go back to work. So,
well, I don't know where you are. You might need to get one for lunch.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that is so true. Well, this has been such a fun episode, and I knew it would be. I love talking about the fun things to do on the weekend because, like I said, I live for the weekends. And it was so fun to have you on the episode, Dee Dee. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for asking me to be here.
Yeah. Now tell us, our listeners, where we can find Third Friday Downtown Decatur on social media.
So our Third Friday, we have a Third Friday page on Facebook, and we also have a Third Friday page on Instagram. So both of those, and it has all the information that you need to either sign up to be a vendor, or also has the maps on there. so you can see where everything is going to be located.
Yeah. So make sure you give that a follow so you'll know what's going on. And look up these other events too. They're on Facebook and Instagram as well. So look those up. Make sure you're following them so you'll know what's going on. And North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. We also have a blog post about these fun events. So check it out at northalabama.org. And thanks for joining us. And we'll be back next time with more about unexpected adventures in North Alabama. This has been another episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Hames and produced by Relic.